Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Bird is bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Leipzinger is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust mirror, more than 10 years. Folks, he's been hanging out with us, the author of a number of books, including Closing the Execution Gap. That's the last one, isn't it, Rick?
Yeah, that was the most recent. That's right.
Yeah, Closing the Execution Gap, how great leaders and their companies get results. So, folks, he knows his stuff. When we're talking about leadership here, we're talking about how to grow leaders and do it a little bit of it every day. Some of the things that some of the issues that you're up against when you're trying to make that happen. We talked in the past segment about Rick about the fact that you can grow leaders that all of us can continue to grow and get better as leaders, and even whether we were born to be leaders or not, you can become one. And so we talked about some of the issues that you're up against, time, resources. What are some others?
Well, just to go back, one point you made at the close of the last segment having to do with, doing something a little bit every day and how you go at it. And I think that's a good point, especially, again, thinking about a small business, or a large business, whatever you might happen to be in. What you do day to day, the idea is being a little bit more, and we call it structured, but it's not too much in a formal way, because you want to do your coaching, but you also want to give them opportunities for to attend training programs and to learn on the job. There's a framework. It's called 70-20-10. The thing that's most interesting is that most of the learning happens on the job, not in a formal training program. Mm-hmm. So a combination of on-the-job training and coaching tends to have the greatest impact for development. But it's helpful when it's not just sort of random, what do we want to do today? But if you as a senior leader or the owner of a company have sort of an objective for each one of your employees in terms of how you want to develop them, it can make the effort you put in more targeted, and you get a better return on it. Right. So I think that's something to consider as well. It's not just about classroom training.
Mm-hmm. No, that's an excellent point. All right, where do we go next?
Yeah, well, challenges you face is just getting people engaged. Because people are busy, they have a lot going on. There was a time where you could take people and send them to a training program for 2-3 days. We used to have 5-day training programs, but those days are over. It's really difficult for people to devote that kind of time,
especially in small business. What's so hard for all kinds of training. Training for small businesses is very difficult.
Yeah, and so one way, going back to that 70-20-10, you do it on the job. But the other is to take advantage of technology. That it doesn't always have, and some, variety.
See, this is the reason why, in my opinion, in the 21st, and here we are, almost a fifth of the way through the 21st century, there's no excuse for small business owners not making training available to their employees. I mean, it's piped right into their building.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And getting comfortable with that and leveraging it, there are training sessions that can be delivered. E-learning, where people just log on to a site whenever they want from any internet-ready computer, and there's a number of sites that are available to do that. And they can get a nice, quick pop, maybe it's 20, 30 minutes. Some of the programs are a little longer, so it's not time-intensive. They can do it at a convenient time for them. And there's also training that can be delivered with an instructor, but done virtually. And we do those programs, let's say 90 minutes. You're interacting with a live trainer, and you're getting to practice skills, and it works very nicely.
Some of it's free. You can pick up a lot of stuff out there for free, But even the ones, the stuff that costs, when you consider what you're getting for what you're not having to pay, like travel and room and board and opportunity costs when
Absolutely.
They're not there, it's a deal.
Yeah, much much more cost effective. Again, if you include time away from the job, you include time traveling, you include hotel meals, whatever it is.
And you got to think of it like an investment, not as an expense. That's the main thing, isn't it?
Exactly right. But that goes back to why you want to focus on the right people. You want to focus on the right skills to increase the likelihood you'll get a good return on your investment.
Right, right.
But I think that's what it's all about.
So the teamwork thing, this is another thing that you talk a lot about. You've written a lot about this. I got about 45 seconds. Talk to us about the team situation with your leadership.
Developing teams?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the key around developing teams, I think, if you really want people to cooperate and work together, I think there's two main things you have to have. You have to have shared goals, everybody working toward the same outcome, which makes the idea of cooperation desirable. You know, why do they want to cooperate? Because mm-hmm. we're working toward a shared goal that we're all accountable for. And the second part is to clarify roles and decision authority. It's not just clarifying who does what work, but it's also clarifying who has decision authority for specific activities or initiatives or choices that are being made. If you don't work that out ahead of time, the team tends to bump into each other, mm-hmm. and it's more difficult to reach conclusions.
Hey,
plus
Rick,
diversity on your team.
I got to wrap it up,
more,
man.
Having more women on your team.
I need your website quickly.
On Point Consulting.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.